Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Thursday, the fifth day of March 2015 edition.
Rob Dew reporting on the steps of the Texas State Capitol, where today the National Vaccine Information Center is on site actually doing some lobbying for specific bills that are being introduced in Texas. Right now, across the nation, there are 74 bills dealing with vaccines. Only about 8 are pro-freedom. Most of them are lacking in privacy and conscientious beliefs. These are trying to be eviscerated across the country. Here in Texas, there's about 10 bills so far this year, and only one of them is pro-freedom. I'm just going to go over the list of bills here. HB 1674 requires physician counseling for conscientious and religious belief exemption. That means they're going to bring a physician in to kind of brainwash you if you decide you don't want to get vaccines for you or your children. SB 547 requires posting of exemption numbers on the internet by schools and the Department of Health. HB 1593 requires all public schools to provide parents the number of students enrolled not fully vaccinated. And then we have SB 29 and HB 465, essentially the same thing, makes inclusion into the vaccine tracking system automatic and removes the current opt-in consent requirements. When I had my third child, I actually signed a form that said I did not want to be included in this system. They're not even going to let you do that anymore. They're going to automatically opt you in. HB 212 allows minors 14 years of older in the Texas juvenile justice system to consent to be vaccinated. This is so they could implant young women and young men with the Gardasil vaccine. That's right, they've now created a Gardasil vaccine for men. HB 1185 adds advanced practice nurses to those that can sign a medical exemption form in Texas. HB 2006, this is introduced by Jason Villaba up in Dallas. It eliminates conscientious exemptions to vaccinations. They're going to take that ability away from you with this bill, HB 2006. Be on the lookout for this. And then SB 298 adds a new meningitis vaccine mandate for public schools. So there we see more vaccinations being added to the schedule, less testing being done, and now it looks like the state of Texas, some representatives want to take away your ability to get rid of the conscientious exemption.
The Texas State Capitol was enveloped in a cloud of mist, just as the safety and effectiveness of vaccines truly is. In addition to the draconian HB 2006, which will eliminate conscientious exemptions to vaccinations, four other bills, SB 547, HB 1593, SB 29, and HB 465, are all about eliminating privacy and broadcasting to the public who has been vaccinated and who hasn't. This will create an anti-vaxxer blacklist.
That's why I came down here, just to remind these people, give them a little civics lesson that they seem to have forgotten. They're talking database, computer list, tracking. Hello. You know, that's not the American way. What they're talking about is the Communist Manifesto here. And I'm not going to put up with it, and this granny is going to speak her mind as much as she can.
And then there's HB 1674, which will require physicians to actually scare you into taking your vaccines, even though you've already said you don't want them. These are all examples of the tyranny coming down if you don't get active.
We did go to the office of Representative Jason Villaba out of Dallas. He's a Republican, and he wrote House Bill 2006, which removes the conscientious exemption from the vaccination schedule. So that would not allow you, unless you had a reason, a medical reason or a religious exemption, to opt out of vaccinations, the mandatory vaccination schedule, which is pretty horrendous in the state of Texas. So this would knock that out. He lists in his press release that since 2003, the number of immunized, unimmunized students attending Texas public schools has grown from 2,000 to nearly 40,000. To me, that means a lot more parents are waking up to the dangers of forced vaccination, and they either want to delay the scheduling or opt out of some of the shots altogether, some of which aren't even life-threatening, like the rotavirus or the chickenpox virus. He also lists that he consulted physicians, parents, PTAs, immunologists, experts, and his own wife, and that he believes he must act to prevent the kind of outbreaks that we are seeing in California and Illinois. Incidentally enough, the measles outbreak in Disney was traced back to a vaccinated individual. So there we have vaccinated individuals getting the disease and then shedding it out through their own natural processes, getting other people sick. We've seen this happen in other areas. China has a 99% vaccination rate, yet they can't get rid of the measles and whooping cough. Maybe that's because they are spreading the measles and whooping cough with these vaccinations. Nobody knows for sure because the proper tests have not been done on this, because you can't get the vaccination companies, Big Pharma, to do any kind of testing in this regard other than saying the vaccines are safe and effective. So reporting from the Texas State Capitol, this is...
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheevan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His life was green and good. Until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm honored to be your host here today, here on the Alex Jones Show, or what we call InfoWars Live. The live Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, worldwide, original, teleprompter-free, radio / news television transmission. And then, of course, we come back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Find details at InfoWars.com. Everything is intensifying. It seems like every time I start the broadcast, that's what I open it with, because it's true. We're going into a time of amazing, unprecedented change on a planetary scale. And the social engineers who are extremely anti-human and who have decided to try to keep humanity in the dark so they can seize total hegemonic power over the future direction of the species. Those enemies are in overdrive attempting to suppress humanity, and they are failing on many fronts. That, my friends, is the good news that I can unequivocally bring you here today. Where to start? Because there is a lot to cover, obviously. There's very good news. We need to up the rhetoric in the face of the totalitarians if we have any hope of stopping them, because when you're overwhelmed with giant tyrannical power grabs, like we're seeing happen through the IMF, the World Bank, the EU, and the so-called U.S. government itself completely occupied by the globalists, when you see things of this magnitude, you tend to respond to them. I tend to respond to them, and the mainstream media has trained us to do this from birth, with just kind of whitewashed headlines that make it seem like it's no big deal. When Obama is saying our military is under NATO UN control and his authority is the UN, that is total impeachment, arrestable offense, high treason, off the charts, clear cut. When he selectively shuts down hundreds of U.S. power plants while engaging in federal incentives to move factories overseas, it's economic espionage and it's high treason. When he says he's going to ban bullets outside of law, extrajudicially, extra-legislatively, when he has no power to do so, it is dictatorship. When he selectively hands out waivers to his friends on the power plants or on Obamacare or on wetlands and 100-plus other issues, it is the essence of oppression and a class system that is directed by crony capitalists and anti-free market and total discrimination against the general public, regardless of race, color, and creed. That's why they want us fighting over race, color, and creed all day, because that's a distractionary issue to the main discrimination of the private central banks globally, owned by a handful of families that issue currency and credit on a planetary scale and just so happen to be transhumanist exterminists. People running the planet or dominating the planet, they almost run it. And if they really get full control, which they're getting close to, Katie, bar the door. And I say this all the time because it's true. It pretty much only happens when I'm on air and I think about something. I come in here and I focus on all this and I get a chill up my spine and get goosebumps. I have goosebumps right now. I just got goosebumps. Because when my central nervous system comes face to face with the fact that this is real, just happened again, and how epic it is that murdering control freaks sworn to end humanity as we know it, to annihilate the family, their whole vicious, wicked worldview is one of dehumanization and pain and suffering and humiliation and starvation and failure. They are literally out of the ninth circle of Dante's Inferno. You have to address pure evil as pure evil. You have to address an enemy as an enemy. You have to address usurpers as usurpers. These globalists are not conquerors that come to conquer and give us aqueducts and written language. I mean, you could argue that the Romans, though they oppressed and enslaved many areas, ended up helping those areas in the long run with civilization, with longer life, with science. And the Romans were brutal oppressors in the general sense. The Romans were angels compared to the elite we have. The Romans wanted power and prosperity for their families and their family lines, and they wanted wealth for even their general conscripts and for even their slaves. They were fans of humanity and fans of strength and fans of honor before they declined. But even in their decline, that most evil of empires, we're told by many historians, was angelic in comparison to what we see at the helm of the planet's directorate. Now that 6-7 minute buildup there brings us to this good news. NRA head, we have the clip, we're going to play it. Obama hates the Second Amendment, acting like a dictator. He's, quote, grasping at straws. This is all I ever asked out of the NRA, and why we, quite frankly, didn't bully them, but assailed them with Gun Owners of America and other groups. And Ted Nugent's been on the show and said himself, we need to, you know, get the NRA in line because they're the only mega large lobby that isn't controlled by the globalists completely that could really represent the people. And if you turn back the tide on the attack on self-defense, you turn back the tide on the attack on sovereignty, the family, the right of free speech, property, everything else. Slaves are disarmed. It's that simple. The NRA was founded to train Northerners how to shoot better because they were so freaked out that, you know, two or three Southerners could kill 20 Northerners because they were just such good shots growing up with firearms. And secondarily, to arm blacks in the South with abolitionist funding. That's why the Democrats say it is a Ku Klux Klan organization on MSNBC, Fox, Sports, everywhere else, because they know the public's dumbed down and mindless and now believe that the NRA is the Klan. But by the NRA coming out and actually saying it like it is, they'll get more support. It'll raise the rhetoric to the level of reality. In fact, this isn't enough, but it's a step in the right direction. You got a whole bunch of different congressmen saying that Obama is acting like a dictator. Look, he isn't acting like a dictator. He is elected, but a lot of people get elected and then stay in. One of them's real famous. His name's Adolf Hitler. He was elected in 1933. Blew up their own capital to basically declare martial law. The Reichstag. Now, we're looking at this. This is a big deal. I want to play this clip. The head of the National Rifle Association blasted President Obama last night in an appearance on Lou Dobbs Tonight, calling him a dictator and declaring that the president hates the American people and hates the fact that they have a right to bear arms. Wayne LaPierre was responding to Obama's executive actions to ban ammo for the AR-15 rifle, a move many have declared to be a gun control via the back door. Many have declared. I mean, that's what it is. It's what Obama promised to do. Now, remember Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs had 4 to 5 million viewers a night on CNN at his peak. And then they moved his time slot to hurt him, and he still had 2.5 million viewers. They wanted to quietly get him out the door. CNN's biggest shows now have 500,000 viewers. They're collapsing. But see, they don't care. They got rid of who gave them ratings and who promoted liberty, Lou Dobbs. Another illustration of how it isn't just about getting ratings and being popular. The system does everything it can to shut down true independent voices. So now he's over on Fox Business with about 500,000 viewers, still bigger than CNN, preaching to elderly conservatives, God bless them, who actually think the Republican Party is going to save them. So Lou Dobbs is now a voice in the wilderness. We are not. We are reaching the mainstream. And that's what this is all about. Let's go to this clip of Wayne LaPierre telling it like it is. This is really good news.
Thanks, Lou. This in prospect, the ATF ban on AR-15 ammunition. Why are we not hearing more of an outcry about this?
Well, probably because the media doesn't want the American public to know what this president is trying to impose on.
Exactly.
I mean, this is a president that he's grasping for straws. He hates the Second Amendment. He hates the fact Americans have a constitutional right to own firearms. He can't win at the ballot box. He can't win in the Congress. And now he's trying to act like a dictator and planning on forcing this ban, ammo ban, on the American public by executive regulation.
Explain something to me. Why the sudden interest in the 5.56 so-called green tip ammunition that would effectively then...
Because if they can ban the most popular ammo in the country, Lou, they can ban everything. And I know Lou knows that. He's begging the question. Why have a guest on if you're going to answer all the questions? But that's what LaPierre basically goes on to talk about. But then they defend the fact that, oh, well, law enforcement groups have said don't ban it. It doesn't kill a lot of cops. Look out with this argument that if bullets can kill cops, we're going to ban them. A car, a baseball bat, anything can kill a human, a cop, whatever. And whereas I don't want a civil war with the police, the Second Amendment is there to fight off a powerful central government that's been taken over, i.e. Washington. I mean, it's there not for duck hunting. But they've tried to set up any future violent revolution with the idea, I've seen this being programmed to the media, programmed by the Democrats, that you go out and just find a random cop and shoot him. That's why I've been saying forever. If they start trying to round folks up, take people's guns, start assassinating folks like myself, and we have to go to a defensive offensive operation, they're going to try to brand it in the media as kill cops. That's not the answer. We need to have smart discussions about what legitimate targets are in the perspective of a violent revolution. And I think everybody understands it's not the local government. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Everybody knows that I'm not a fan of Rudolph Giuliani, the neocon, rhino, anti-gun, open-border promoting, so-called Republican. But he's come out and said Obama hates America and wants to destroy the country and is a tyrant. So I started, you know, liking him a little bit, from absolutely disdaining him to him moving up a point or two in my personal weighing of Rudolph Giuliani. But when you get a Wayne LaPierre coming out and saying Obama's acting like a dictator, you're starting to hear that out of Congress, and that Obama's a liar and Obama doesn't want to have the Second Amendment, that he hates it, what you're hearing is truth. And so if someone is running around burning down houses in the neighborhood, they're not providing the neighborhood with central heating. They're trying to burn down houses and kill people. And if you catch them trying to burn down a house, you need to shoot them. Or hold them till the police get there. Whatever choice you make. And that's what this comes down to, is that the globalists want to force a confrontation with Russia. They want to force one in the Middle East. They want to force one with the American people. They want to start a civil war. And we've done everything we can to stop that and to make it an info war and to vote with our dollars and to vote with our decisions. And we're winning the info war. Every metric shows it. Libertarian paleoconservatism is beginning to take over. They're not going to be able to use fake Republican leadership to shut it down. The John Boehners and others of this world are on their way out. Might not be this year, but it'll be next year. No amount of false flags are going to put this back together again. But still, they might try it. And we're coming to that point that when they stage terror attacks and blame it on us, if everybody cowers in fear and goes along with the official narrative and apologizes for the new Tim McVeigh type being a Republican and buys into the official narrative that we're guilty, like Sandy Hook, we're sorry as gun owners that we caused the children to die. That was the narrative. How dare you gun owners cause more kids to die? Not one more child. How many more kids have to die? I don't know. It's like 66 kids a year get killed in mass shootings, and a tiny fraction, I think it was like 11 of them, end up getting killed by semi-autos, and thousands die in car wrecks, and thousands drowned, and thousands get electrocuted, and thousands get beat to death by neighbors or their dad or their mom. Thousands get tasered and killed by cops for whatever reason. Are we going to blame all the cops and ban cops? Are we going to ban all, you know, swimming holes? Some camps in the U.S. I saw last year are ending swimming in the lakes. Summer camps, you go swim in the lake. Oh, kids sometimes drown. This camp's no longer going to have swimming. Next, no more rock climbing because somebody got hurt in another state. Or kids got their feelings hurt, you know, because they were playing dodgeball and they got hit with a dodgeball and the other kid laughed. Get used to it. It's part of life. You create basket case mental patients who are traumatized by everything, not learning how to deal with a problem. But I digress further afield into psychology. What I'm getting at here is that we have to raise the rhetoric to the point of what we're actually facing. If you're facing an arsonist, call it an arsonist. If you're facing a rapist, call it a racist or a rapist. If you're facing a tyrannical, scientific, psych warfare takeover, address it as such. Washington has been compromised and taken over by foreign special interest. It wishes to secure its criminal takeover by having a destabilization program, a civil war with terror attacks to be blamed on domestic enemies that are actually patriots that want to save the country. We have to recognize that paradigm when the enemy makes the next move. It's like chess. You're a good chess player. You're in a particular area. The pieces are in a particular setting. You know, as a good chess player, the one or two moves they'll probably make. And you're anticipating those. Well, there are a couple moves we expect the enemy to make. Start wars, trigger economic crises to take over, and stage domestic terror attacks to be blamed on domestic enemy groups. And we told you this before, you could see all the public scripting. Now it's reached a crescendo, a cacophony of chirping and bleating and squawking by the enemy press, who knows they're losing legitimacy, who knows that their time has come, who know that they've been discredited, whose ratings are collapsing, who are going under. And as the mainstream media begins its death rattle, You notice they're coming out with internet censorship and FCC power grabs and all the rest of it, because the system knows they've got to move or we're going in to check. Our next move will have them in check. We're moving into check right now. If they don't do something quick, we're going to have them in checkmate. We've basically got our gun pod heads-up display directly on the enemy. We're ready to pull the trigger in the info war. So fire at will. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockItPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockItPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockItPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockItPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Joining us, I've been on his syndicated radio and / TV program many times. Richie Allen will be joining us to talk geopolitical developments worldwide and what's happening inside the New World Order. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. I've been spending much of the last 30 minutes on the NRA head. Obama hates the Second Amendment, acting like a dictator. They need to put out alerts to their 4 or 5 million members. They need to do fundraisers on this issue, and they need to call for repeal of all the major gun laws that have only increased crime since their institution. And we've got all the statistics to show that. It's been concealed carry that's driven down crime the last 25 years all over the United States. But you see in the 60s with the Gun Control Act and other legislation brought in that it's only used and selectively enforced on law-abiding citizens. I want to finish up with this clip that I'm going to get into. China has announced plans for a world currency. While Obama guts the U.S. military, Russia prepares for war. Boots on the ground, U.S. military instructors arrive in Ukraine. Obama, we now have video of it, calls illegals Americans in waiting while threatening ICE agents. McCain troubled by Iranian help battling ISIS. And that ties into this very important article that's up on Infowars.com. You guys print me a copy of it. I had it, but I just can't find it. Thank you. Iraqis have evidence U.S. arms Islamic State terrorist. Now, the Iraqi prime minister came out a month ago and said this. Well, now his top generals have come out. They're going to release the proof next week that they're doing airdrops of artillery, M16s, weapons, you name it, using third-party groups directly to ISIS. Yeah, they just like our government funded the Iran-Iraq war between the two different sides from 1981 to 87, and over a million people died on the Iranian side, 300,000 or 400,000 on the Iraqi side. It was meant to debilitate both sides of the conflict. Even though Saddam was our big ally, he was being set up and maneuvered for destruction because he was a secular leader and let women go to college and had rock and roll music on the radio and Playboy was sold in stores. And I'm not saying that that's the mark of a great free country. I'm just saying he was the opposite of ISIS, the opposite of Al-Qaeda. And that's why there were all the made-for-TV movies and shows demonizing the poor CIA officer who was trained at age 20 in 1949 through 1952 as a top assassin commando in Egypt. And also he traveled to the United States. You can look all this up. It's mainstream historical news, but back of the paper stuff. And was sent to the United States and trained at Langley. Was sent in to try to kick the communists out after that there in Iraq for about a decade as a covert operative. He shot up the president's vehicle himself, got wounded, got taken back out of the country. They then told the Baathists, let him be the head of your security force, make a deal with the CIA. This was in the early 60s, late 60s by then, and we won't kill you or destabilize you. So the Baathists then stopped getting their support from Russia, flip sides to the United States, and then in 1979, the CIA with Saddam Hussein staged a coup to put him into power. He then followed orders and launched a war against Iran 2 years later. And you see what it got Saddam Hussein. Blamed for 9/11, which he had nothing to do with, and which he said, and I'm not lionizing him. The point is, he was a absolute made in USA creation who followed orders and who, quite frankly, under an Eisenhower-type system, even though Eisenhower was out of power by the time Saddam got into power, Saddam Hussein was an older program of stabilization. By the 70s, they wanted destabilization, and so people like Saddam Hussein were put in to start wars with Iran. And I'm digressing into a basic gestalt history lesson. You can go look it up for yourself. It's just very frustrating that Donald Rumsfeld, when he was Secretary of Defense the first time, went and met with Saddam many times. There's video of it. Gave him the weapons. The CIA directed with satellites and with dirigibles, tethered balloons, with the radar-guided cameras, how to direct his artillery, how to direct his helicopters, the wind patterns of when to spray nerve gas on the Kurds so it wouldn't blow back on his troops, i.e. World War I mistakes. And then they have the nerve to then say he gassed his own people. I mean, it's all these sick games that they play with us. Let me finish up with this NRA clip where they get into the bullets themselves, and then I'll get into Iraqis have evidence U.S. arms Islamic State. We have video of that as well. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
And the sudden interest in the 5.56 so-called green tip ammunition that would effectively then, wouldn't be available to gun owners, rendering the gun not much use.
Well, he tried to ban ARs. He couldn't ban ARs from the American public, a popular sporting rifle, so now he's trying to ban AR ammunition. I mean, I actually brought a graphic that kind of explains this, where the one he's trying to ban is the 5.56. It's a small rifle cartridge. The thing is, if he can ban that because it pierces soft body armor, he can also ban the 30-06, which is next to it, a really popular hunting cartridge. He can ban the other two hunting cartridges, the 300 Win Mag, the 375. He can ban every cartridge in between that. In fact, under this standard, he can ban all rifle cartridges because all of them pierce soft body armor.
That's right. I mean, I earlier said that LaPierre basically agreed with my statement, so why not just actually play him saying it instead of just saying he said it. There you go. And to just see the NRA actually talking the talk and walking the walk and actually admitting reality, just reality, if we state the reality of what's going on, if we state the reality of how serious this is, the globalists will not be able to get away with it. But if the reality of the dictatorial takeover is something that we're not willing to talk about because it sounds scary or sounds kooky, we'll lose everything. The truth is, most countries in the world are run by kleptocrats, plutocrats, corrupt groups that never leave power. The few countries that have some private property rights, some due process, like the U.S., Switzerland, countries like that historically, the Dutch, in the Netherlands, are swimming in money, swimming in prowess, swimming in prosperity, swimming in security, swimming in power, swimming in innovation, swimming in freedom. It goes full circle. You got freedom, you got everything else, including freedom. Because prosperity breeds freedom for a while, if you're an upright culture. If you're not, and if you don't value freedom, and if you're not territorial, and if you don't stand up for freedom, you will lose it. And into that vacuum will come the nastiest crooks, scumbags, and criminal control freak kleptocrats that you could ever imagine. And that's now what is being visited upon us. Hordes of locust-like criminals using legislative government to create law, to create monopoly and shut down their competition and imprison and bankrupt the general public. So there you are. You look all over the Middle East, all over Latin America, all over Asia, all over Eastern Europe, all over the world, 9 times out of 10 or more, a country is a tyranny. And with it is stagnation and creepiness. You go to a third world creepy country, most of them are like that. Even if it's beautiful, even if they have resources, there's a creepiness to it. And there's poverty. And there's sewage running down the middle of the road. And people have evil looks in their eyes. And all the statistics show that. And that's where we're going. And I don't like it. But the control freaks want full power, and if that means they've got to take control, shut off the engines of prosperity to make you more manageable, they'll do it. Now, let's get into this report. Iraqis have evidence U.S. arms Islamic State terrorist. Do we have that clip ready? Iraqi Prime Minister says he will release documents soon. The head of the Badr organization in Iraq told Parliament on Thursday he has evidence the U.S. is arming the Islamic army, according to a report carried by the Arabic language newspaper. And it goes on from there. The organization was previously known as the Badr Brigades, the military wing of the Iran-based Shia Islamic Party Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq. And those are the folks in there now with their artillery defeating ISIS. Iranian media and other sources have claimed on at least two occasions U.S. military aircraft dropped weapons in areas held by Islamic State. The Iraqi intelligence sources reiterated the U.S. military planes have airdropped several aid cargoes for ISIL terrorists to help them resist the siege laid by the Iraqi army, security, and popular forces, Iraqi intelligence claimed in December. And then it goes into now the London-based organization Conflict Arrangement Research previously reported that ISIS fighters were using significant quantities of arms, including M16 rifles, marked property of U.S. government. In June, Aaron Klein, writing for WorldNet Daily, reported that members of ISIS were trained in 2012 by U.S. instructors working at a secret base in Jordan, according to information from Jordanian officials. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul said last year ISIS was able to capture large areas of Iraq due to arms transfers from moderates, so-called, in Syria, fighting a proxy war against the government of Bashar al-Assad. Now, let's just remember here, and again, we have the clip on Infowars.com with the president, but it's in of Iraq, but it's in Arabic, so you can go watch it if you want to see that Iraqi news report. The point here is we know this is what's going on. And the question is the West creating a proxy war so Shiites and Sunnis kill each other and they're going to break Iraq up in pieces? Well, we know that's part of the plan. Is it a real war where they might push one group or the other out? Is Saudi Arabia at war with Iran right now? We know they said they want to join Israel in a joint strike on Iran. Is there really a split between Obama and Netanyahu over all this? Because we know Obama and Netanyahu and other Western leaders are all in there aiding the al-Qaeda and Wahhabist forces, the ISIS forces, in the last 4 years to go into Syria. Now, have they really stopped working with them now? And are they doubling back to try to defeat them because they're not following orders? Or is Israel now backing ISIS, ISIL, ISIS and its Islamic State? Or is Israel now not backing either side? This is the reality of what's going on. Is this a real power split? All I know is this. I don't like working with, quote, the Iranians, you know, proxy war inside Iraq. But at the same time, the Iranians did not launch any of these attacks. The Iranians are not the ones that went into Syria and started all this. The Iranians aren't the ones involved. It was the Saudi Arabians and al-Qaeda and the West at Benghazi. So you look at all these pieces, it goes from bad to worse. What do you think is really going on? I'll ask our guests for the next hour, and we'll open the phones up on that subject to get your take on it. But the good news is, even though it's over-the-top wild-sounding that our government and other governments are funding both the Iranians and al-Qaeda under the name ISIS and ISIL, but people accept that now and know it's true. It sounds wild to say the Federal Reserve is really privately owned and has hijacked the country since 1913. Now most Americans in polls want it audited, abolished, and know that it is a predatory group. Most gun owners now say Obama is becoming a dictator and a criminal and is illegitimate, and they won't turn in their guns if he tries outright gun bans. This latest ammo ban is a test. That's good that people see it for what it is. So the good news is people are waking up. The bad news is people are waking up and addressing the problem. The bad news is the globalists are just going forward because they don't have another choice. They believe they need to fail forward and just try to take everything over, and then in the end, they'll be able to reign supreme. I don't know if that's actually the case. Separately, it's going to be up to what we do, you the listeners do, getting the talking point out that we are in deep trouble. We have criminals in charge that are trying to cement a dictatorial takeover by the executive branch and special interest. The dictators will come and go, but the office of the presidency is becoming dictatorial. And we have to let that really sink in, how epic it is in a bad way that we are now at this crossroads. We're at the crossroads. Folks are waking up. The sleeping giant is rubbing sleep from its eyes. We've got a chance to try to turn this around, but we're realizing that we are in deep, deep trouble. It's kind of like if you were sleeping in an old Spanish galleon and you ran into an iceberg or into a reef, and the boat in just a matter of seconds smashed and you were thrown out into the cold water, hit your head, sunk down for a minute, but you woke up, you started coughing some of the salt water out of your lungs and started swimming towards the surface. You could see a light up there, moonlight. But you get to the surface, you're bleeding. Some of your fingers are cut off. Your head's bleeding. You got a big cut down your back, and there's reef. And you got to climb on the reef, and the reef's cutting you. And you see a barrel. You see some wood. You see some other sailors. You're trying to get to it. At least we're not in a coma. At least we're not going to the bottom of Davy Jones' locker. We got a chance to get to a life raft. We got a chance to turn this around. But, folks, we already hit the reef. And so we're coming up to the surface now, and a lot of people don't want to come up to the surface. They want to just stay down there in Davy Jones' locker. Knock yourselves out, but don't grab my feet. Don't tell me this isn't happening. Don't sit there all satisfied and go, oh, whatever, conspiracy theorists, nothing's happening. Because here's the news. This world government is coming into fruition. Total tyranny is expanding worldwide. Destabilization programs to bring in a planetary regime of fabled corruption is now here. And so living in denial doesn't control reality. You're not Karl Rove. You're not in charge of things, so you don't control the narrative. And by the way, he didn't really control the narrative either when he said that we control reality. We're history's actors now. We're an empire. So the fight between delusion and reality is now on. The future of the world is being decided. And it's time for people to decide which side they're going to be on, because it is epic, 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 epic. When we come back, Hillary is in deep trouble. What she's done is criminal, and Petraeus is getting a conviction for it. She should too.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
You hear about it every day. Another shooting where innocent people lose their lives. The best insurance is being prepared. Give your loved ones the safety they deserve with a bulletproof backpack. Independently tested to withstand a .357 and multiple other calibers. Perfect for students, commuters, anyone. Shield yourself and your family. Call 8445-BULLET. That's 8445-BULLET. Or see the proof at bulletproofbp.com. Bulletproofbp.com. We've got your back.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Harvest Right, the makers of the only in-home freeze dryer, would like to present to you their greenhouses that double as emergency shelters. Their greenhouses simply snap together, no tools needed. As a greenhouse, it will stand for decades. It's incredibly strong, long-lasting, and it can be quickly put up or taken down. It is also ideal when used as an emergency shelter. Learn more about this great greenhouse and the money you can save over the big box store prices at HarvestRight.com. That's HarvestRight.com.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside.
dead.
60 plus million people died in World War II. That was something that Benjamin Netanyahu said that was absolutely true. About 61 million. If there is another world war, not even using nuclear weapons, a lot of estimates are over 100 million people would die. We've had it so good here, so long, so insulated, that we have no idea when we're facing the barrel of despotism. We really are. It really happened. It's kind of like when you're at a funeral and your grandma or your grandpa's dead, or your uncle's dead, or your, God forbid, your kids are dead in a car wreck, and you're actually watching that coffin go in the ground. Then you figure out how real life is. Well, that can come. That can happen to countries. That can happen to planets. And the type of behavior, for anybody that studied history, that we see going on right now by our governments is bone-chilling. And I just got chills again. In fact, I'm so freaked out at this point, I can barely do this radio show. Because just getting up here and having ads and talking and having guests on, at a certain point, it's almost like we're in the Matrix just going along with it too. My response isn't hardcore enough to this. We've just been eased into this incrementally, but now it's gotten so bad, something's got to give. I mean, what is wrong with the people running things? Why would you fund Al-Qaeda to go kill every Christian you find? Why would our government do that? Why would our government try to overthrow Egypt and try to overthrow Syria and overthrow Libya? Why is our government giving billions of dollars to Hamas? That's on record, billions to Hamas that shoots rockets and suicide bombs Israel. You're like, oh, whatever, Israel, hate Israel, there you are, loving Israel, Jones. Hey, listen to the question. Our government funds both sides to kill each other. Why? I mean, do you feel safe having people run our government that do stuff like that? I feel guilty if I'm rude to a waiter. These people love destabilization and evil. We'll start the next hour and go to all these White House press briefing clips from yesterday, where it is really, folks, this Hillary thing, it violates the Open Records Act. It's a felony. They have the National Security Act of 47, and they passed a law saying if the CIA is going to be secret or other agencies are, they've got to say why they are. It's got to be approved by Congress. Everything else has to be have record caps, including the CIA. It can be held back for 20 years. But any other records have to be in official government records, and it's a felony to have a separate set of books. It's just like having fake books for the IRS. Or for your boss. It's like running the clock if you work for somebody. It's like putting in fake, you know, timestamps or having your buddy punch you out when you left at noon and punch you out at 5 p.m. It's illegal. Petraeus might even go to jail for it. He's facing, you know, a plea bargain. And what he did was have stuff in a desk drawer, which for a general, quite frankly, I don't think it was illegal. I'm not even defending Petraeus. I've studied the law. Hillary was doing all this secret State Department stuff. She headed up the most important cabinet position, and there's 50-plus thousand emails with aliases to other secret people. I mean, it's clear espionage with corporate and globalist interest. You can bet money David Rockefeller is in there. You can bet money the head of the Bilderberg Group is in there, Etienne Davignon, the duke. Or he's not a duke, he's a, the count, excuse me, Count Etienne Davignon. I mean, you can guarantee Queen Beatrix is in there. You can guarantee the Rothschilds are in there. Oh, by the way, Lord Rothschild has come out. Lord Rothschild warns investors of the most dangerous geopolitical situation since World War II. That came out last night at Infowars.com. I want to put it back on the front page. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients.
Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3131.